Hello, Minnesconsin and Wiscasota. I'm Mark Niklosky, and I'm in St. Paul.
I'm Keith Uhlig. I'm in St. Paul, too.
And Keith, today we're sitting outside of the A-Side Public House in, let's call it the West 7th Street area of St. Paul. And Keith, why are we here?
Because you told me to meet you here, Mark. You found out about this place. It's an ale house. It's a public house. Yeah. So that, like, at nighttime, it's what? Like a brew pub, right?
Right, yeah.
And then in the mornings, they offer coffee, excellent coffee, and baked goods from Mark Way.
One of your favorites.
Is my favorite, for sure. But yeah, he's a Hmong/French high-end bakery who does these terrific high-end baked goods, and they serve them here.
And we've talked about him before on our donut podcast, Donuts versus Scone podcast, and Keith is, of course, the scone guy, and I am the donut guy, and this A-Side place is actually an old fire station in the middle of a neighborhood. They just did a beautiful remodel.
It's fantastic.
Big brick building with gate. Big fire engine gates, and and we're sitting out in what would have been the driveway, I guess, of the old fire station. That's why you hear cars going by. It's a beautiful location.
This is my favorite part, Mark. The oldest functioning firehouse in St. Paul. It was built in 1885, so at one point, probably horse-drawn fighting equipment.
Yeah.
And then it was decommissioned in 2010. So this building saw, I wonder how many firefighters went through here.
Yeah, I don't know. And we learned that A-Side is a firefighting term.
Oh, is it?
Yes, that A-Side is a firefighting term for when fires are going and the firefighters know which side to go to. The A-Side is active, the B-Side is active, something like that. So I'm not a firefighter, but that's what they explained to us on there when Jen and I first came here for the beer.
Yes.
And then when we saw the pastries for Saturday and Sunday morning, I said, we got to get Keith here.
Good judgment call. I want to be back here.
And both Chris and Jen are joining us here for this little breakfast.
Chris is shaking her head. No, she doesn't want to speak, even though she's probably the best podcaster of us all.
That's right, yes. So, well, Keith, we were here just to review, I guess, the scones. You had, what did you have?
I'm trying to think. Oh, it's a croissant. Yes, I couldn't come up with the word croissant.
I don't even know.
I had a chocolate croissant.
Nice. And I had a cinnamon gluten-free donut. And
what do you think of that, Mark?
Well, it just, the cinnamon part was good.
I guess I'm of the opinion that if it's a donut, a gluten is like a
key ingredient.
A necessary ingredient. And if you are allergic to gluten, I'd say give up donuts and find maybe eat fudge.
Well, I wouldn't. I mean, I didn't dislike it. It just wasn't the.
Here's my theory about gluten-free donuts. If you are a gluten-free baker, don't try to make donuts. Make something complete. Invent something that's gluten-free.
What about a glue nut?
No. You're still trying to make yourself. You got to reinvent. You got to forge new ground. His mind is like grooved in the donuts. It cannot be a donut. You have to figure something else out.
It's like using impossible burgers.
Yes.
Don't use impossible meat to make a burger.
Yes.
Yeah. Make something different. Is vegetarian.
It's like almond milk. That just drives me insane.
Oh,
it's not milk. It's almond something else.
Almond juice?
Yeah, almond juice is the closest. Yeah. But I get what. Yeah. But this is where you have to reinvent it and just say, okay, we don't have gluten. This is something new that you will try and we'll make a whole different kind of genre of treat.
Treat, yes. Yeah.
Because when you're eating a donut, you expect it to be like a donut. And right. You cannot make a gluten-free donut.
Yeah.
It's impossible.
Yeah, at least, nothing that will taste good.
Yeah, so I don't mean to slag on whatever baker made those donuts.
Yeah, they tried, you know.
Yeah. And I'm sure they did great, but I wonder.
I want to go try one of these donuts now.
So when Mark eats a donut, he has a thing in his, this vision in his mind. It's not a vision, but, you know, he has an expectation.
And it was a little too spongy and not, you know, it's, donuts are supposed to be light and fluffy on the inside and kind of crunchy on the outside. And
I guess. I see, he's a donut. Mark's a donut aficionado.
Well, how is your croissant, Keith?
Well, a croissant is an excellent thing. You bite into it, and it it dissolves in your mouth because it's mostly butter. Yeah, and the chocolate was. You get a bite of that chocolate, and it was like pow! It really hit your taste buds. I really enjoyed it. Chris had another croissant like.
Thing.
It was a French word. She used a French word, but I can't remember.
It was beautiful.
It was beautiful, and I tasted Chris's thing. So it was like a croissant, but it was smaller. It was crunchy on the outside and almost doughy on the inside. That's not a fair thing. It just had a heft to it on the inside. I liked that even better than the croissant. I'd come back and eat. So it looks like a croissant. If you're ordering it, you would look at it underneath the glass, and it's smaller, and they would tell you that what this thing is.
Mm-hmm. Well, one disappointing thing on your end, Keith, I think, was you wanted to get something called a passion fruit thing?
A passion fruit tart.
And they were
out. And so I thought about this because knowing Mark, I said, let's make this a 9 a.m. meeting time because I know Mark is not good at getting up early in the morning.
That's
we
true.
Were waiting. If we would have gotten here at 8, we would have gotten our tarts.
Really? I mean, there were
maybe not
a lot of people here, Keith.
That's because they were all in at 8.
They were all in at 8. Yeah. And they were all gone by
There's
9.
There's a line out the door. Get the tarts.
Yeah, get those tarts. The tart looked spectacular. Here's
yes.
the thing. They had a tart on the bar.
Yeah, that's
like
for
they
sure.
had some.
Yeah, and then she went and she searched. She went in the back. Apparently, they must keep it in some sort of refrigerator. My guess is these were delivered on Friday,
mm-hmm.
and it's Sunday morning today, so they probably might have even ran out yesterday. You might want to... So if you want to come out to the A-Side Public House and get a tart from Mark... Way, H-U-E, is that right?
I think so.
And his bakery shop is actually on University Avenue. I can't remember.
University and Western.
Western. You want to get early. Even if you were to go to Mark Way's bakery, I think you want to get early. There was a line out the door when we first went there. And
bring your wallet.
Yes, save up for this trip. Don't do it every week. Do it once a quarter and sort of like skip a latte once a week and save up and get like $20 to $30.
Keith has just consumed approximately $30 worth
of
bakery.
Not me, Chris too.
Chris too.
And right. we have some takeout.
They had some takeout.
And ours had some flavor.
Yeah.
Unlike the gluten-free donut.
There's gluten. We got gluten for our money.
It's always fun to get together with Keith and Chris on the road in Minnesconsin in Wiscasota and do a little podcast here from the...
Midway neighborhood, kind of.
West 7th Street neighborhood, I'll call this.
Okay.
We're not far off of West 7th Street in the little neighborhood. And, I think that wraps things up here from On the Road, our reunion show, Keith.
Yes. We got to get back on the bikes next time.
Yeah,
got to do that one more time this year. We have to do that.
We'll have to do a reunion show in Wisconsin, too. So look forward to that, listeners. We'll get together and do a reunion show.
Very good.
On the Wisconsin side of the St. Croix River.
Excellent.
Okay. Cheers, everybody.
Bye.